Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yes, we're on. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Gwyneth's with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning? I hope I'm coming through loud and clear.
Oh, you're doing great now. This is way better than when you called me a few minutes ago. Well, yep. What'd you do?
Well, I bought some cell phone headsets off eBay, and they arrived today, and I was really, really happy with them until I plugged them in. And I first of all tried to call my son, but he must have been working or something. He couldn't talk to me right away. But he sent me a text message and, quote, "I think your mic's busted." And I went, oh, okay. And so I quickly called up Mrs. Finale, and she was good enough to do a pre-broadcast audio check. And sure enough, the headsets were no good. I ordered three of them, and none of them were any good off of eBay. They're all busted. It's really quite horrible because, you know, I was really looking forward to having a headset that wasn't on its last leg. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Well, eBay seems to have become the primary source for second-rate Chinese junk.
Junk.
And I'm very serious about that. I've bought many things from eBay that are substandard from China. And frankly, most of the products that we buy come from China, and if you want to buy them from some other country, you're going to have a tough time. Now, if you look at tools and you look at ones that say China and you say see ones that say Taiwan, there's a big difference. I don't have a problem with Taiwan tools. I don't. They're quite excellent in many respects. As a matter of fact, Sears Roebuck and Company had even branded, there was a product that would break all the time. And that was an adapter that would adapt from a half-inch drive socket drive system to 3/8 of an inch. And what people would do is they put a half inch drive breaker bar with a long handle on an adapter and go to a 3/8 inch drive socket. And the adapters would break all the time. They switched to a Chinese manufacturer, and I still have one from the 1980s, and it works great. I was using it yesterday. So there's a big, you know, just because it comes from Asia, it doesn't mean all Asian products are the same. But it seems like almost all Chinese products that are sold on eBay are substandard. I think that's the dump, the Chinese dumping ground for products that aren't so good. They end up on eBay. At least I think they do. That's my opinion, eBay. So when your lawyers call me and they threaten me, this is my opinion. And I'm allowed to have an opinion in the United States of America. Even today, even under Joe's regime, I'm still allowed to have an opinion. And that's my opinion, that eBay sells a lot of substandard Chinese products. So buyer beware. Now, what do you do about that? Gwyneth, do you have a plan for what you're going to do about these defective products that you bought, all three of them?
Yeah, I'm going to dispute the transaction. Is what I'm going to do.
Okay, you can do it two. You can do it two ways. And here's the fastest way. You can go to eBay and you can go to click on your purchase history, and you will see something that says contact seller or something like that, or my item didn't arrive, my item was not as described, those kinds of things. If you select not as described, it seems to me that you win every time immediately. Okay? So if you were to say it's defective, they could say, well, send us pictures and all that kind of stuff. But if you say item not as described, if they say this is a wonderful headset, this works really well, OEM quality, if they say anything about it working, then you can say not as described because it doesn't work. And what you're saying is absolutely true. So you need to find something in their verbiage that describes how it works, and you will immediately be credited by eBay. eBay does not take kindly to substandard products being sold as working products. And I have, I bought sneakers on eBay because I wanted some New Balance brand sneakers. This was years ago. And I bought sneakers, and they said leather. And they weren't leather. They were Chinese knockoffs in plastic, and it said leather. And I contacted the seller, and I said, these are plastic. He said leather. He said, no, they're leather. And I said, no, they're not. I escalated it to eBay. I was, those are the good old days when I was a little nicer. And now I cut right to the chase. I don't have time to waste with these people who are trying to defraud me. So I just say, if it's not as described, I say, not as described. Selling sneakers, saying they're leather, and then shipping me plastic ones, that's not as described. Boom, I won instantly, got a full credit.
Yep.
Okay. If they want it back from you, if they want the product back from you, say, no problem, be glad to send it back to you. Just send me a shipping label. Prepaid shipping label, and I will send it back to you. I'm glad to be rid of them. That way they won't accumulate in my trash.
Yeah. It's and the other thing is I bought a pocket knife off of eBay from a different seller at the same time, and I asked for one with serrations along one blade as per your directions. They didn't have any Gerber power frame. Gerber power frames, the second-hand ones, the really good second-hand ones, have become astoundingly expensive. So instead, I went with another manufacturer, which was Browning. And apparently, Browning has quite a good reputation as being a manufacturer of pocket knives. And it arrived, and it was the model that I wanted, but I wanted the ones with the serrations along the one blade. And so I'm thinking of disputing that as well. But I'm really, really badly in need of a pocket knife, and I really don't want to send it back because it's going to drag things out, and we're heading into a major supply chain issue, which I'd also like to discuss. So I'd rather have a pocket knife that was 99% what I want than no pocket knife at all, if that makes sense.
Gwyneth, I have some counsel for you. Do the same thing. If you specifically ordered one with serration, they showed a picture of it, and you got the one without serrations. Now, the serration one costs more, okay? It costs more to manufacture because it's another step in the process. It instead of sharpening a blade along one edge, it has serrations, which has many, many curves in it. So it's much more difficult to manufacture. So, and probably costs more for the seller to get the serration, to buy the serration one to resell to you. So what I would do is I would say, again, not as described, I bought the one with serrations. Yep. And here's what's going to happen. Because of the shipping costs, they're going to say, the heck with it. Give her money back, and you're going to get your money back, and they're not going to want that knife back. If they do, fine, just tell them that you'd be glad to ship it back. All you need is a prepaid shipping label, and it's not worth their time and hassle. As a matter of fact, there's so many problems with people buying things on the internet. Stores that sell things, big box stores, they don't want this stuff back. They really don't. It costs so much money to process and handle it. They'd rather have you keep it, give you your money back, and be done with the problem. So I would, again, it's real simple. If you get it on eBay, not as described, and the problem will be over. You might have to take a picture of it and say, here's why it's not as described. You can offer to send a picture immediately, or you can go and take a picture and upload that picture with your not as described. And literally, the people at eBay that review these things, they want their desk cleared. They don't want this in their in basket. They want to be done with it, and you'll win instantly. At least that's been my experience. And in that line of thinking, I was early this morning, I had the telephone number of Rubbermaid, and I had it on my computer. This was way before you called this morning, Gwyneth, and before I fed the chickens and that kind of thing. And I had it with some Rubbermaid storage containers. Now, these are little things that you would put. Let's say you have something left over from cooking. Let's say you have some rice, and you want to put the rice in a container for storage in the refrigerator. Well, they had a kit of like 50 pieces. Now, these are lids, little tiny storage containers that might hold a couple ounces, then larger containers. So it was a box of an assortment of 50. And they sold them at Sam's Club, maybe $19.99, something like that. And they say that they are microwave, they indicate that you can use them in the microwave and you can put them in the freezer. Well, if you put them in the freezer, what happens is they shatter. They crack. They are not freezer proof. Maybe they're freezer friendly. Maybe you can stick them in front of a freezer or near a freezer. But if you put them in a freezer, they're likely to break. So I was absolutely frosted because, number one, Sam's Club, I think they're AWOL. They're people who test products for durability and quality control and survivability. I think they all went to lunch and never came back. That's my opinion, Sam's Club. And so I was frosted because I've got a bunch of these darn things, and they're breaking like crazy. So I called Rubbermaid for days, and they're kind enough to say, we don't answer the phone anymore because of COVID. There's nobody to talk to at Rubbermaid. I've been saying this for weeks on air. So I went to the Internet, and I filled out this form. You know, they want your name, first name, last name. They want your email address. They want your phone number. They want your physical address. And then they want to know what the problem is. So I wrote the problem, and I said, okay, I think I'll send it to myself, and I can read this to you. But what I said was, you guys say that Rubbermaid used to be a quality name. Not so much. I think somebody left the door unlocked to engineering, and the accountant snuck in and changed the product. And
yeah.
And now these freezer, I think they call them freezer safe or something like that. Now they shatter in the freezer. And you guys are not the same company you used to be. And I think the accountant snuck in also and disconnected your telephone line, so customer service can't be called anymore. And then the last line was something like, so what are you going to do about it, Vincent Finelli? And I'll see if I can find that and read you exactly what I wrote when we come back. Gwyneth's with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, so I don't really want to belabor the point, but class, here is the point. The point is, don't take it anymore. You're being fleeced, you're being defrauded, you're being hoodwinked, hosed through misrepresentation, obfuscation, outright lying at every turn. So, here is the exact verbiage that I used with Rubbermaid. I filled out their customer service form because they don't answer the phone anymore. So the subject was defective products, okay? Quote, this is from me, quote, "These red lid food storage containers break when used in the freezer. They are labeled freezer safe. If you drop one, they shatter. Many of mine are broken. I thought that they were the same great quality as older Rubbermaid products. So I purchased 6 boxes from Sam's Club. They are not the durable products that I expected from Rubbermaid. It appears that someone left the engineering door open and the accountants broke in and reduced the quality of the products to reduce costs. It looks like they disconnected your customer service telephones as well. So what would you like to do about it? Thank you, Vincent." Okay? And I received a response from these guys. "Dear Vincent," and then real fast response. "Dear Vincent, thank you for taking the time to contact Rubbermaid. We apologize for the delay in our responses due to a higher volume of emails. We're sorry to hear that the container that you are encountering with your We are sorry to hear about the container that you are encountering with your Rubbermaid. Does this guy speak English? We are sorry to hear about the container that you are encountering with your Rubbermaid. Huh. This is not the experience we would like you to have. We'd be happy to help. We'd like to let you know that we don't separately sell or replace parts. But no worries. That's not an Americanism. No worries. That sounds like an Australia-ism. We would like to let you know that we don't separately sell or replace parts. But no worries. Once we're able to identify your product, we will process a replacement for you, or I can't even read this because it doesn't make any sense. But I'm going to read every word verbatim. But no worries. Once we are able to identify your product, we will process a replacement for you or a one-time courtesy. That's not even a complete sentence. Please fill up and send us a picture. Please fill up and send us a picture of the product with the information below. Receipt, if available, date of purchase, place of purchase, brand name. I told him it was Rubbermaid. Brand name, example, Brilliance, Premier, Take-Alongs, Easy Find Lids, etc. Size, capacity, located at the bottom. Quantity, date code, clock-like symbol on the bottom of the base or lid. Please reply directly to this email so we can see all the previous replies. Looking forward to your response. Have a nice day and stay healthy. Thank you, John Denver, Rubbermaid Customer Care. But it doesn't come from
John
Rubbermaid.
John Denver!
Well, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I guess.
John Denver. Got to be kidding me. I wonder if they've got Johnny Cash there as well.
Well, I think Paul Newman was already taken, and Jodie Foster was taken, and Ellen DeGeneres, she was taken. So, and this came from a company, and it's newellco.com. Rubbermaid Customer Care at Newell, newellco.com. It's not even Rubbermaid anymore. Some other company must have bought it. But thank you, John Denver. I really appreciate your humor and your efforts in trying to write in English. I'll give you a D. But Gwyneth, that's
put in there as well. I'm actually a school teacher.
Yeah.
That sort of English has a name. It's called Chinglish.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. And apparently in Australia, I don't know if they use that word in America, but in Australia, that sort of English has a name, and it's called Chinglish. And it's probably a very racist term, but I don't care. It's Chinglish. Yeah.
Yep. Well, I got to tell you.
I'm fed up with them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're killing us. They're killing us with their manufactured diseases. Monkeypox, COVID, and whatever else they've sent this way that we haven't released information about. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Yep.
Gwyneth Isaacs, live in Australia.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Turkey agreed Tuesday to lift their objections to Sweden and Finland joining NATO, paving the way for the two Nordic nations to begin the joining process. A Harris County judge on Tuesday temporarily blocked pre-Roe abortion ban in Texas. That was being enforced while the state's trigger law has yet to take effect. After a presumed migrant smuggling attempt that led to the deaths of 51 people in a locked big rig, two Mexican nationals have been charged in San Antonio, Texas. They're both charged with illegal possession of firearms and overstaying their visas. No charges directly related to the deaths have been processed as of Wednesday morning. A Mexican government official tweeted that at least 22 of the dead were from Mexico, 7 from Guatemala, and 2 were Honduran. Ghislaine Maxwell on Tuesday was sentenced to 20 years in prison by a federal court on sex trafficking and other charges. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Nicholas Cruz previously pleaded guilty to 17 counts of murder for the 2018 mass shooting in Parkland, Florida. A jury consisting of 7 men and 5 women will decide if he gets the death penalty. It must be a unanimous decision. The Biden laptop continues to expose President Biden. He's been caught misleading the American people.
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business. I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
President Biden in a 2018 voicemail.
Hey, pals, Dad, it's 8:15. Wednesday night, the kids give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, is going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think it's clear.
Kentucky Congressman James Comer on Fox News says Biden's Department of Justice won't do anything, but Republicans will expose the truth.
There will be an investigation. I can guarantee that. We have already been conducting a lot of interviews. We have been conducting a lot of research. We have combed over the hard drive. The Department of Justice can continue to sit around and do nothing and act like there's not a problem. But regardless of what happened, we are going to hold hearings in January. We would love to have Hunter Biden come before the hearings.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Watch it.
No, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
last day? God, you're
take my.
When you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth, just educated the class about a term I had not heard before called Chinglish. And I got an email in Chinglish this morning from overseas. And it's from a battery company that manufactures nickel iron batteries. They're the company that I bought our battery bank from. I bought it directly from the manufacturer in China. And this woman won't leave me alone. So 5 years she keeps sending me emails trying to sell me things. And this morning's email came in, quote, "Hi, Vincent. Good morning, and how are you? There are also a discount for the nickel iron batteries resale. If you are interested in, please kindly let me know. Then we can check and quote for your reference. Best wishes, Linda Zhang. I didn't make a mistake when I read that. Hi, Vincent. Good morning, and how are you? There are also a discount for the nickel iron batteries recently. If you are interested in, please kindly let me know. Then we can check and quote for your reference. Best wishes, Linda Zhang. That's Chinglish. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, that's Chinglish. It's probably I don't know if they use it anywhere else in the world, but here in Australia, if you say Chinglish, everybody immediately understands what you're talking about. Because
I don't think it's a slur. I didn't use it that way. It seems to me like it's a really great way of describing broken Chinese / English. That's what it is.
And by the way, in case anyone thinks that this is a recent phenomenon, it's not. Because something that's very well known in the antique market is Ming vases that are manufactured in China in the 19th century, which is a long time after the Ming Empire was dead and dusted. So in the 19th century, they were making counterfeit Ming vases in China and flogging them off to Englishmen as genuine Ming vases. And they were nothing of the sort. They were manufactured hundreds of years after the Ming dynasty was history. So if you're buying antique, that's something to look out for. And they will be made in China. They will be made in China vases. But if you get the genuine Ming vase and you get the 19th century counterfeit Ming vase, the value of the two is considerably different. But they were both with gold.
Mm-hmm. Well, they also
something to be aware of.
They've also manufactured counterfeit Krugerrands. And South African Krugerrands, which are supposed to be gold, and they are not. Now, why would somebody work so hard to manufacture a counterfeit Krugerrand and have it be the same weight, the same size, the same everything, except be counterfeit? Why would somebody do that? Other than to lie and cheat and steal from somebody else. It's the only reason I can think of. And where are they manufactured? In China. Why would they do that? Why would they... I looked at a ceiling fan made by... it's sold by a big box store. It looks very, very similar to a Hunter ceiling fan. Everything is lighter. The blades are supposed to be 52 inches long. They're a little shorter. The blade arms, the metal part that holds the blade to the motor, are way thinner, way more fragile, way more likely to break. Everything is substandard on this particular product. And it looks just like... or almost like the Hunter. And if you saw one, and then tomorrow you saw the other one, it's the same thing. It's the same manufacturer. It's not. That's what these guys do. They actually copy good quality products, make them thinner, cheaper, lighter, and then sell them. And I know for a fact that when Bert and Andy and I, and all three of us are instructors here at USA Prepares, Andy Gibbs is his last name, we were at a convention in Washington, D.C. in 1980. And the Asians came by and said, "Oh, satellite receiver, can you open?" So we thought they wanted to buy some. So we opened up the inside, and a minute later, while they were looking at the inside, crowding everybody else out away from our booth, a guy came in with a motorized 35 millimeter camera with high-speed flash, like click, 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 and took pictures of it and copied our design.
Oh, my gosh.
That's, well, you killed us. They killed us. They copied our designs, and they put us out of business. That's what they do. You know, why spend years on the bench, the electronics bench? Why spend years designing, testing, prototyping, testing? Why spend years doing that when you can steal someone else's designs? I don't have a great respect for companies that do that. I don't. I don't care where they're from. But it seems like a lot of them come from Asia.
China. No, they don't just come from Asia, they come from China. Because if you buy, these days, as you mentioned, if you buy something that was made in Taiwan, back in the day it wasn't necessarily the case, but often the Taiwanese products are pretty good. And if you buy something that's made in Japan, usually it's going to be pretty good. And with the electronics, they've got an excellent reputation. You know, for like Sony and all these different Japanese brands, that they're really, really good. And Mitsubishi Electric and, you know, what's another one? Panasonic. They're all Japanese brands and they're all excellent. They're all made in Japan and they're all great. But it's not. So it's not the Japanese that's the problem. It's not the Taiwanese that's the problem. It's China. And you know what I reckon, Vincent? I reckon it's sabotage against us, that they have sabotaged our industry, exported all of our industry to their country, so we can hardly even make a bolt. We can't make a nut to screw into a piece of wood or whatever. You know,
let's flesh that out.
We can't make a pail of paint in this country, hardly, because the Chinese will do it better, but they won't do it better. They'll do it cheaper, and they'll export it here, and everybody will buy the cheaper product because it looks exactly the same when it's sitting on the hardware store shelf as your product, and the generally dumb public will not comprehend that that product is dooming them.
Let me give you an example, a concrete example. If you go to a store that sells hardware, you'll find that you can buy nuts, bolts, and washers and lock washers out of bins, and they sell them by the pound. So there'll be plastic baggies there. And what you do is you select what sizes you want, and you put them in the bags. And then they weigh them at the register. And there's a scale there, a rough approximate scale that'll let you know whether you're getting a pound and a half or 2 pounds. And the price will be there. And the price might be, it used to be maybe $1.29 per pound for grade 5 bolts and nuts. And a little more expensive for grade 8, a little more expensive for metric. And you put them in the bag, and then you pay for them at the register by the pound. Well, here at the farm, we use lots of those. We have hundreds and hundreds of those. And we don't make them anymore. They all come from China, all of them. And there's a kind of a bolt that's used in implements. It's called a shear bolt. And what that means is take a bolt and it goes through a shaft. We have them on our balers. We have them on our brush cutters, bush hog mowers. And what happens is if you hit a hard object or you overload the drivetrain, instead of shattering the gearbox, which might be $600, you just shear off a shear bolt. They are made to fail at a specific stress level. Well, the Chinese ones fail before that. So what happens is you use your equipment and the shear bolts keep breaking because they shear off at a lower stress level than they're supposed to. They're not as strong. They break really easily. And this is no exaggeration. When I'm baling hay for the season, I have about 100 shear bolts with me with the baler. So I'm sitting in a tractor and I have two wrenches, or 7/16 of an inch wrenches, and I have the nuts, 100 nuts and 100 bolts with me because I go through them like Grant through Richmond. It's unbelievable. They are substandard. Now, if I could get shear bolts that were actually American-made, I wouldn't need 100 of them. I might need 2. And they might last me 10 years. 2. But that's not the case with the Chinese bolts. I built a tire rack. And all I have is Chinese bolts. That's all you can get. I built a tire rack for our barn so I could put tires in it. It's two layers high. And I built it out of 2x4, actually 2 inches by 4 inches, oak. Real heavy. And I put the bolts in it, and they rusted on the inside within a week. The moisture in the wood rusted. Oh, unbelievable. I'll put pictures in the book. I hadn't decided to do that, but I'll do that. So you can see that these Chinese steel is substandard. Chinese rubber is substandard. We are finding that the Chinese tires are blowing. They are rupturing, and they are blowing apart because they can't take the heat. Now, you know that a lot of Chinese tires come from China. You know that. You know that a lot of rubber hoses for air compressors come from China. The Chinese can't seem to figure out how to make red. The color red, whether it's red insulation, red dye for insulation, or red dye for rubber products, red dye for vinyl products, it fades really fast. Red turns to white when the Chinese use it in insulation. If you take red wire insulation and expose it to the sun, within a couple months, it's white. It's no longer red. I'm not kidding. We've been sold a bill of goods by the Chinese. And who do you call? And I've seen, you must have hit a button, one of my buttons. But you can go to eBay. I wanted to buy something, a water pump for a Whirlpool washer. Where do they come from? China. And so one guy says, lifetime warranty. Wow, that sounds great, right? It's a manufacturer's lifetime warranty. There's no manufacturer's name on the box. So you have a lifetime warranty, which is worthless. Worthless.
Oh, my gosh.
This is eBay. eBay is now the lowest common denominator. Class will be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. We'll be talking about her book a little later in the broadcast, and we'll be talking about gasoline prices. Greg, welcome. You're on with Gwyneth and me.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, yeah, I've had experiences in a couple of countries with Chinese products. And I know in Indonesia, they always question, is this Chinese garbage? And I know Indonesia, because you mentioned Asia, well, Indonesia actually puts out good products. In fact, Philips Norelco, I noticed, was made in Indonesia. And I bought a good, you know, razor, electric razor, and it really is a high quality. When I was in Senegal, West Africa, we bought a trash pump from a company called Inco. And, well, we went, of course, it's Chinese garbage, and of course it failed, and we went to the Inco, the company store, and they suggested, no, you need to go to Honda to get the replacement part. Because it was a Honda clone.
Right, right, and there are a number of Honda clone engines, and you can find them available at the Chinese factory tool outlet, and you might
know them as
Harbor Freight tools. We have broken so many Harbor Freight Chinese tools. They have socket extensions, 3/8 inch drive extensions. They break. If you look at the tools, the screwdriver handles, they are off center. So as you would turn the screw with their screwdriver, you'll find out that the handle wobbles. It's not straight in line with the screwdriver shaft in many of their screwdrivers. They have they've got lifetime guarantees on some of their products, and they'll replace them, but you've got to go to the store with $5-plus gallon gasoline.
Yeah.
So,
and you were talking about the gibberish or the broken Chinese English. I kind of feel like they cannot pay someone to translate it correctly because they can't find anybody who would be willing to work for pennies on the dollar. So we end up with
very interesting point.
Ridiculous instructions.
Right. And you know, when they want to sell you something, they're all over it. They're there, and they just don't leave you alone. But when you need help after you buy it, you can't find them.
No, no. I mean, a company called Inco. It's a store. So right on the front, Inco, in Senegal, in West Africa, right in the capital city, Dakar. And they do not have replacement parts for their products. But
Greg,
they can tell you where you can get them.
Yeah. From the original that they cloned or copied or knocked off or ripped off. Greg, you're intimately involved in trucking. Are you finding that the Chinese manufactured tires are failing and rupturing the way we are?
There's a company called Double Coin, and let me tell you about this Double Coin. Put some on a truck, and that truck drifted all over the road. Garbage tires. They were rounded instead of flat. And you had to wear them in because they weren't built correctly. So, you know, we may use them on traders, but that's it. And not on the tractors, not on the steer tires, not on the drive tires.
Yeah, and what Greg is talking about, steer and drive tires. So, for example, seriously, class, a heavy truck has two types of tires, one for steering with a different pattern and one for pushing the truck, the drive wheel tires. So they're different. And what we're finding is that the Chinese tires are exploding in the heat. Now, that's just our experience. Are they exploding everywhere? I don't know. But the ones that we see, we are really suspicious of Chinese tires now. We really are.
And let me tell you, it's not fun to be standing 5 feet away from a tire when it explodes on a semi-truck with 110 to 120 pounds pressure in there.
All right. Let's just flesh this out for a second. I know a family in Virginia that hired some help from outside this country. This was a couple decades ago. And this guy was inflating a tire on a tire machine, changing a tire. And when you change a tire and you inflate it on a tire machine, the tire sits horizontally, 90 degrees off axis from the way you would use a tire on a vehicle. So it's laying flat, not vertical. This guy was putting air in it to seat the bead, and the tire exploded. And when it did, the explosion, he was standing right next to it putting air in it. It exploded and killed him.
Oh, my gosh.
The force that hit his body, the rubber part that hit his body, was so great, it killed this guy. So you have to be really careful, really, really careful when you're working with tires. And substandard tires, I don't know. I mean, what do you do? Actually, they have a band that you're supposed to put around a tire when you inflate it to seat it on the bead, because this can happen. I guess it's a real problem now. So consider getting a safety band around the tread of the tire when you inflate them. Greg, thanks so much for being with us. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.